Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Crabby Tuesday, everybody. Crab diving, slinging at you live from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown. Beautiful, sunny, sometimes felonious, but it's a great neighborhood anyway here in Los Angeles, California. We're going to be coming at you for the next couple of hours. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 p.m. if you're listening to us out on the Eastern Boards. We thank you either way, and if it's not between those times, you know you're listening to a rerun, but we're going to be as amazing the second or third time as we are the first. It's like we took a whole bottle of Viagra. My name's Patrick Vile.
A whole bottle. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Yeah. That's what they used to call me in high school. Whole bottle.
Of Viagra?
Yeah. bottle.
I wonder what that would do to you.
Kill you. Wouldn't it? I mean, honestly.
You die of a boner?
No, I think you die of some fucking heart shit.
You die of something. I think it can't be good for you.
It's a shame that you can't associate. I was just thinking about this the other day. It's a shame for people. I feel bad for people that are dying of AIDS that... Well, listen.
In general, you can stop there.
Yeah. Because their illness isn't associated with erectile dysfunction, you know? Because then it would be cured.
Oh, right. Far less important.
Everything. If you could get your sickness or malady associated with the hard-on pill biz, you'll be cured. Like, for sure.
Or if men could get pregnant. It'd be like getting Tic Tacs for morning after pills.
Oh, yeah. If men could get pregnant, you could just beat the shit out of my abdomen with a hammer and it would be legal.
Right.
Yeah, there would be home abortion kits, for sure.
You can only push pneumatic. It down up to 10 stairs legally. Then it's assault.
Right.
Thanks for being with us, everybody. Here, we're going to...
The 10-stair law.
It is. It's, you know, you got to have some rules.
Yeah.
We're going to be here for a couple hours. Give us a call if you want. Participate in the convo, 323, on the telephone machine, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. You can also talk to us on Skype. Our screen name there be crab diving.
It be crab diving.
And then you can also tweet us during the show if you're shy about your voice and you still want to say something in under 140 characters.
I mean, grow a pair, but yeah.
Tweet us at crab diving. I get it. Sometimes I wouldn't want to talk to us either.
Right.
Tweet us at crab diving. We keep our eyes peeled on the Twitter feed during the show.
I'm looking at the feed now. We have tweets from Car Pictures, Elizabeth West, Will Madison, Richard Russell, to name a few.
Thanks for participating. Spread the crabs, share the crabs. Love the crabs.
Yes.
Don't forget, we're also all over the social media sphere. We're on Facebook and Google Plus.
Oh, my God.
And fucking Pinterest.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Lots going on the Facebook page, particularly, always.
Dickheads.
It seems to be our most engaging format where people seem to talk the most, although we get retweeted a lot.
Are we dealing with Randy the idiot today? The libertarian idiot?
I think Randy's fee-fees are hurt. I may have been a little...
Are you referring to his feelings?
Yeah, I may have been... A little uncivil.
Your fee-fees are hurt.
To Randy.
Stupid. Fuck him.
I feel really badly about that. But he came out, and we were talking about that fuckwad McGillicuddy, who thinks that we should bomb. Not that one. Wait, that's the one today. There's that guy. Is there that guy in Arkansas who thinks we should drop a nuke?
No,
on Iraq or and on ISIS.
No, I didn't hear that.
A nuke.
Wow.
This is a state senator out of Arkansas. And
wait a minute, is he out of Arkansas or No, I thought Arkansas actually exists. Isn't there an Arkansas?
There's a Texarkana.
Why is it called Arkansas and why not Arkansas? Because we have a Kansas.
Right,
because
they probably have
That's
a fight.
Fucking it frustrating.
It probably was. Why isn't Kansas Kansas?
I don't know. Our country's ridiculous. Nobody knows how to talk. Arkansas.
You can quickly play name that political party.
Yes.
Arkansas State Senator Jason Rapert.
Rapert.
Is he legitimate?
Raper
was on Facebook opining and said the quickest way, the best way to, quote, quickly turn things around in territory captured by the Islamic State
is to,
quote, a strategically placed nuclear weapon.
Put it in just the perfect place. It'll nuke them all.
With ISIS spreading all over the Middle East and Africa and Islamic extremists carrying out violence in Europe, the United Kingdom, and even in the United States. I wonder why the civilized world just sits by while we have weapons that could wipe out these barbarians where they are concentrated.
hey, stupid. What's his name? What's this idiot's name?
Jason Rapert.
Hey, Mr. Rapert. Why don't you work on increasing the minimum wage for your idiot fucking voters? Do something that's useful. A strategically placed nuke. He didn't know what the fuck he's talking about, I'm going to venture to say.
I believe it is time to annihilate the strongholds and pursue the rest till we have them all captured or killed.
Right. Who was his favorite character on Hee Haw?
Strategically himself.
Yeah.
A strategically placed nuclear weapon.
Nuclear. It's nuclear. Oh, if you're quoting him, you know he ain't saying nuclear.
I erred. A strategically placed nuclear weapon would save the lives of our soldiers and quickly turn things around. It is time for the insanity to be stopped. I agree with him on that one.
Yeah.
Where is ISIS?
Insanity. Stop the madness. That's what he's saying.
Where are these ISIS strongholds?
They're near wherever we're going to place that strategic nuke.
But they're in, if there are any strongholds, first of all, they're not. They're
Go
not,
on Google
They're not
Maps.
Building castles in the middle of Iraq
Go
and
on.
Flying the ISIS flag and giving the finger to the satellites that are circling above them.
Go on Google Maps, type in ISIS, Iraq castle, right. or something. You know what I mean? That's what I do when I'm looking for something. I needed my haircut the other day, so I typed in Supercuts, Los Angeles.
It could have been ISIS Starbucks.
Is there a Starbucks near ISIS? What's the closest Starbucks?
I don't know that they are anti-capitalist.
Are we getting back to the theory that if we gave these ISIS people something other than dead bodies and sand to look at all fucking day, that maybe they wouldn't be terrorists?
No,
we built a Starbucks there, a coffee bean, Gap.
I think it would help if we stopped droning the fuck out of them indiscriminately.
No.
And maybe
don't blame the victim
if we pulled our tongues halfway out of Netanyahu's asshole.
I'm sorry, stop
to some of the shenanigans going on in the Middle East as far as the what's going on in Gaza Strip and shit like that.
Is ISIS pissed that we're having Bibi Netanyahu over for dinner?
ISIS is batshit fucking crazy. The latest video, the one that shows those poor Egyptians getting beheaded, there's all kinds of end times symbolism.
Oh, God.
They're reading from the Khadijah? I can't remember what it is.
Oh, it's the Khadifa.
It's something that...
Condensed version.
The Queen Latifah that Mohammed, PBUH,
yes.
That he allegedly said and spoke.
I tell you what, we better not animate this segment because you mentioned Mohammed.
I said PBUH.
What does that mean?
Peace be upon him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you ever see that?
PBUH.
Sometimes, like in when Muslims are responding either on Twitter or in Facebook or whatever,
oh.
If they're really a little on the extreme side, the type who say every time the word name Muhammad is spoken, if they're referring to not the boxer Ali, but the religious figure.
Right.
They have to say peace be upon him or peace be his name or blah, 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 something after him.
That's not crazy.
Did you ever hear some of them talk sometimes? No. There are people who are like, and then Muhammad, peace be upon him, was saying that we should do this. And then Muhammad, peace be upon him, was really, 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 and according to Muhammad, peace be upon him, we should.
Do you think Muhammad stings like a bee as well? Or is it just.
I think he probably did. I think Muhammad did a lot of stinging.
God, you know, we're such.
Some kids got stung, allegedly, by Muhammad.
Oh, really?
Some little girls, yeah.
Oh, is he a rapist?
Wasn't there the thing about. In the Quran about. Or in the part of the history, Muhammad, an 8 or 9 year old, married an 8 or 9 year old?
Details, details, details. I got to tell you, and people make fun of atheists. Aha, we're the smart ones. We don't believe in anything. Hence, no shenanigans.
So, yeah, Senator Jason Rapert of Arkansas. I mean, first of all, there's no strongholds. There's no central place that we could drop a fucking tactical nuke.
We gotta figure out a way to smoke their holes. How do we smoke their holes?
But the only where they are right now is they're in Libya, who part of Libya is our friend right now. They are in Libya. Got some shit going on between a secular government and an Islamic government.
Ooh. Who
we're not really happy about.
Do they have a Starbucks?
Absolutely, I'm sure, in Tripoli. And they're in Syria.
Yes.
And we know what's going on in Syria. But they're also in Iraq. Iraq is the main one that we're focusing on right now because Iraq is our friend. Are we going to start dropping nukes on our allies?
Well, I mean, if you look on what we already did to Iraq when we bombed the living fuck out of them. Which,
but at least they can go back to them.
Yeah, that's true.
To the area for... They don't have to wait 1,000 years until decay.
It would be interesting to know the difference, the technical difference in megatons of explosives. The biggest bomb that we dropped on Iraq, how different is that to the smallest nuclear strategical fucking weapon?
Did we have any of those bunker busters or one of those?
Oh, those are the best. Bunker busters. God, they make it sound, they almost make it sound like a party favor. They almost make it sound like something you would buy at a fireworks department store. Department store, you know what I mean. A bunker buster.
A condom line.
What do you mean?
It's a new name of condoms.
Bunker busters.
The bunker buster.
Shit. Meanwhile, if you're anywhere near a bunker buster, your face gets vaporized. But it's still funny.
So, and then there's nuclear fallout to consider.
Oh, yeah.
And there's other places around there like, I don't know, Israel.
There's nuclear.
Like Egypt. Like people that are kind of sort of our friends and shit that would have radioactive hellfire raining down. Not hellfire, but radioactive rain raining down on them because we decided to drop some tactical nukes. I know how to fix that ISIS problem. Let's whip out our big American nuclear dick. Bukkake the fuck out of those motherfuckers.
Wow.
So
could you imagine if you had depleted uranium in your sack? Jeez.
Some mornings.
Yeah, I got to take a pill for that. Oh, yeah. Those days.
So then he... Of course, Senator Jason Rapert. On Twitter, say hello to him.
Hear ye, Mr. Stupid.
At Jason Rapert. At Jason Rapert.
Hey, simpleton.
You can say hi to him. He took a shitstorm, deserved shitstorm, for that ridiculous comment. To which he responds.
Yes.
seems liberals even love ISIS more than stopping them cold in their tracks. They truly amaze me with their anti-American arguments.
There you go.
Bizarre.
Bizarre.
So if you don't think we should drop a few nukes on those on those evil terrorists.
I thought you were still quoting.
You're un-American.
Right. I tell you what's bizarre, when we find his little leather gimp suit in the trunk of his car after he's hanging out at the glory hole on Route 18, toe tapping. Oh, man. Why the fuck does he think it's a good idea to nuke a country? Is he stupid?
Yes, he's stupid.
Does he not understand what the effect, the long-term effects of a nuclear weapon is?
And he even went on Facebook and
I'm on social media.
Put out another screed of bullshit. Three or four, too long, didn't read, paragraphs.
TLDR, dummy.
And talking about how I was misrepresented, how the liberal media picked up on what I said and twisted it. I never said we should drop nukes on our allies.
How tired of you. How tired of you are you of hearing every time a right-wing nut job asshole Republican says something stupid, they say, you don't understand what I mean. You're taking my comment out of context. We're not. We just listened to the whole fucking thing.
We
understand.
We understand all too.
They have the nerve to say we don't understand what they mean when they say when they use the N-word or when they say something horrendously sexist. We're not stupid.
And meanwhile, they're
we get it.
Their base that they're pandering to understands full well.
Right.
What's going on?
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm self-crucifying myself.
They know exactly what's going on.
Simpletonville, USA. Congratulations. You're all winning.
And now he just tweeted. 2 minutes ago, he tweeted, appreciate my friend Delvis Dutton. Proud to stand with him for God and country. Hashtag appeal to heaven.
Eat
hashtag
me.
AR Ledge, the Arkansas legislature. So, Delvis Dutton must be another Christo-fascist legislative director for Convention of States.
And that's Delvis.
Former Georgia state representative. Ran against Congress in Georgia's 12th.
What kind of name is Delvis?
Delvis W. Dutton.
They sound stupid. I imagine this guy looks stupid, and he is stupid. Amazing.
Maybe they were asking the mother who her favorite singer was, and she was Elvis. She didn't get it out.
Maybe she stutters. Elvis. Delvis Dutton.
Or she's got that same thing that Cosby character has.
What was that?
Is that when one of those guys talked like that?
Oh, you know what it is? It's when Bill Cosby, are you talking about when lovely story about him going to the dentist?
It's probably when he picked up it was when he hit the Cosby Show cartoon.
Oh, Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, yeah.
Okay.
Was there a guy that talked like that?
I don't know.
Maybe he got that from, that's how some of the women would talk after he gave a sip of Jesus juice.
Oh, God. That would be funny if every voice on that fucking cartoon is modeled after a different rape victim.
It's Janice Dickinson.
Jesus Christ.
I knew it was that one.
Well, we got to get, Kate, go rent all those seasons. I want to watch.
Jason Rapert tweeted, in light of the fact a Democrat blogger decided to spread a false narrative attributed to me. Please read the facts.
What facts, dipshit? You said you wanted to nuke ISIS in their strongholds, of which there are no strongholds.
On Sunday at 2:15, after seeing yet another report of senseless violence committed by the group who calls themselves ISIS, I posted on this page to relay my condemnation of their heinous acts and suggested that the entire civilized world should come against those who are beheading, murdering, torturing, and slaughtering innocent people under the name ISIS, Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda linked groups.
That is the best thing. You did touch on something very funny there. I love when these idiot Republicans pronounce these different names.
Right.
Boko Haram. What was Al-Qaeda? That's always been the most most interesting name to hear people say. Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda.
I swear to God, George Bush used to say Al-Qaeda. But Obama says...
Oh, he speaks Spanish.
Oh, yes. Oh, right. Does he speak Spanish the way I speak French?
Yeah, I have a burrito with an Al-Qaeda.
Est-ce que tu joues au football? Listen, how does Obama say Al-Qaeda? Because he says it's weird. He says it Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, I think.
Al-Qaeda.
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 Tourist.
Right.
Tourist.
That's his Muslim dialect. I mean, I'm sorry, his Lutheran dialect.
Yeah, grew up in Maine, right?
Yeah.
Or some shit like that.
Jesus
now
Christ.
Now, how did they spin him off as like, he's a good old boy, fucking Texan, born and bred.
I don't know.
How the fuck did they pull that one off?
George W.?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's a fucking mystery to me.
They pulled a lot off with that one.
Shit.
Trending on the Twitter right now.
Trending on Twitter.
Ash Wednesday and hashtag Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
Tomorrow is
one of
day,
those I like.
It's the day that you walk around thinking, what the fuck happened to that person? But they got a big old black smudge in the middle of their forehead. Oh. And sometimes, you know, I can remember back in the day when I, you know, danced to the drum of the Christianists. I was in school. Yeah, kind of had to.
Yeah. Dance to my drum, boy.
And you'd have to go and get your ashes.
Oh, God.
On Ash Wednesday.
Is there anything the Catholics didn't make people do?
And, God, there
Good
were...
Christ.
There were some priests were, you know, kind of nice about it, but every once in a while you'd get a priest who just would grab a handful of those fucking ashes and slap it across your forehead with a cross the size of a Toyota. So you walk around looking like you've got the negative of the Swedish flag on your forehead or something.
Dude, the first time I saw that, it freaked me the fuck out. It really did. It's the craziest thing.
I get it.
I had to ask someone, what is going on with this shit?
It's really bizarre. And in fact, I've in you know Europe where they're way Catholic in a lot of areas, Italy, I'm looking at you, and Spain especially.
Yeah.
I was in Spain one time shortly before this time of year.
Yes.
Holy fucking shit. There are palms everywhere. It's a racket, man. They have just truckloads of palms dumped in front of these churches and all these villagers. I'm not fucking kidding. All these villagers are going through and plucking the palms and braiding them and turning them and all this shit. You can get anything. You can get a fucking palm fleshlight, I'm sure, if you wanted to.
You know,
exaggerating.
You know, that's
would hurt.
Well, wait. That's interesting. Can we start a line of religious sexual toys? Sexual toys.
Well, yes.
Religious sex toys.
Yes.
That'd be funny,
sure
right?
Could.
That'd be fun.
There's a
market for that.
There's a dildo out there that's the shape of the Virgin Mary. I've seen that one out there. That's, I think, a little on the offensive side.
I mean, really?
Who wants to shove the Virgin Mary up their twat?
Dunno. I mean, I don't know.
Or ass.
I don't know.
I mean,
you can't really see it going in there as you're doing it.
Well, right.
So
who
what
cares?
Difference would it make?
I mean, unless your tongue comes out and spins around or something.
Look at my Muhammad fleshlight.
Maybe Mary's head spins around at the end like The Exorcist.
It might as well, man. It might as well. I mean, God damn it. You know how frustrating it is? You're 80s. You don't believe this shit yet, you know? I'm supposed to look at people with ashes on their forehead and say, hi, what's up, sane person? You're not nuts. You're not fucking crazy at all.
Well, no, you didn't. We didn't go to the top of the system of the
which one?
Vatican when we were there.
Oh, yes.
We went to the Scavi.
We went
on
to the
tour beneath.
Bottom. I saw the robe of Jesus.
Laying. Of Jesus.
Okay, what was it? The shroud.
St. Peter's bones.
I saw.
It was probably like a chicken.
I laid my eyes upon the bones of St. Peter's. St. Peter or Peter's?
It was probably St. Peter's lunch that he threw out some old chicken bones. Or he had a leg of mutton or some shit.
But did anyway. Did you say when you were down there? It's a SCAVI tour, right?
Yes.
The area under the Vatican.
Yes.
Did you say a prayer or offer up any kind of thanks to
kidding, right?
Jesus or anything like that when you're down there? Well, it's a sacred moment.
At times, I was struggling to stay standing.
Me too.
That's when we had just gotten off of an 11-14 hour flight or something like that, and that was the first thing we did was we landed in Rome and tried to see as much of Rome as we could in 24 hours.
You're wrong. The first thing we did, we landed in Rome, got off a train, promptly saw Willem Dafoe, then went to the Vatican.
That's true. We did.
We
see
saw ex-Jesus. Dude, we saw a guy that played Jesus, and then we went to Vatican City. That's a sign.
Doesn't he break that bullshit about a curse? Don't they say that people that play Jesus are cursed? Like, you know, bad shit happens to them.
Don't get in an airplane with Jim Caviezel.
Defoe's doing okay, man.
He's doing
Green
great.
Green Goblin and shit.
Look at him.
He's got his
he's
own.
A real success story.
He's like the artistic director of some really cool theater in New York, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. What a show
he's
off.
He's got his own dealio going.
That's awesome. That's what I would do if I got big and famous. I'd start my own theater.
Make your money and sit back and do art.
You know what I want to do? I want to start a puppet theater and do the most ridiculous...
Puppetry of the penis?
Yes. I want to do the most ridiculous puppetry adaptations of, like, Antigone, but puppets.
Do the Bible recreation.
Oh, yeah.
Act out the Bible.
Which part? Who do you want to play? I'll put you in
it. Do the flood.
Do you want to be the voice of a puppet, or would you rather manipulate?
Is it a union gig?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Who do you want to be a puppeteer or a voice? Your choice.
Voice. I don't
oh, really?
Know. Yeah.
You don't want to hold anything. Whose voice do you want to be? I'm just trying
know.
To make,
whoever
trying to get a fucking cast list together.
I don't. I'm open to.
I want to be. Who do you want to be? I want to be Jesus.
Well,
oh, I'm guessing it. Who? Okay, I'm not Jesus. I'll be. Oh.
It's a vanity project.
Oh yes.
I'll be playing Jesus.
I want to play. Who cares? I want to play. Who did we learn about yesterday? Ishmael.
I would say I want to be Satan, but he's only mentioned like two or three. Yeah. He doesn't have a big part.
Cameo.
Moses. Me.
Man, it's Moses does a lot of cool shit.
He's got a pretty good deal. Had a couple of good movies.
Yes, I'm hiring a special designer on parting the Red Sea. We're really gonna have ocean water in there. It's gonna be actual. We're gonna actually ship in water from the Red fucking Sea. It's not bullshit. Doing it for real.
Actual Red Sea water.
I'm gonna charge. How much do you think I could charge for that per ticket? $20.
For what? The actual flood experience?
No. The puppetry of the Bible.
Oh.
$20, two drink minimum, bam.
Are they going to be drinking a lot?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can have a guy dressed as Jesus who's a magician turning one loaf of bread into like 1,000.
You know what? This is going to sound really sexist.
He can be dressed up like Chris Angel.
Thinking about like what Jesus wears, maybe I'll have a chick.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it might be more fun to have a hot girl.
A hot chick in a toga.
Yeah. Nice. It's more fun. Some dude.
It's Lady
dude,
Jesus.
We've seen that. Oh,
it's
oh.
Transgendered Jesus.
Yes. No. Another. Oh, perfect. Oh, I love that. Like, a reimagining. A reimagining of the Christ story. Jesus is always a dude. How boring. He's not going to be white, and he's not going to be a dude. How do you like that? Yeah. Asian chick.
You're right.
Did Asian people exist in the Bible because they never mentioned them? They never mention any Asian people. Do
really?
You notice that?
I don't
the wise men.
Wow, the Bible's racist.
They totally are.
Amazing.
No Samoans?
Because they were so open and liberal 2,000 plus years ago.
I'm going to have a Samoan Jesus, but when it comes to the part with a cross, I'm going to have to get like railroad ties or something. I mean, to hold that guy up. Woo!
Did you hear where there was a story there? Prepare for butt hurt of megalithic proportions.
Prepare for butt hurt.
That the army is considering,
what?
Giving a little bit of a roofie and easing its policy.
Yes.
On transgender soldiers.
Right.
Like now, you have to have your original danglies to be in the army. Really, as far as they know, but what if you're like you've been post-op for a while and you're just living as that gender.
Do you think when you join the forces, you sign some, you release your medical records over to Uncle Sam?
Maybe. Do you get a...
Or Uncle Samantha.
And when you get your danglies changed...
Yes.
Do you get a new birth certificate?
No. It's like a VIN number of a car. All that history stays with you.
Forwards.
Yes, there's a barcode.
It does it. So I can't wait to see.
Oh, don't they have to do that? Don't they have to fucking treat people like people at some point? Our Supreme Court's going to tell them that.
I'm sure Brian Fisher. I'm sure.
Fuck him.
Everybody is going to be screaming on the right. Gordon clinging shit.
How much time do you think Brian Fisher has left on this earth? Because I got depressed. We played some of his shit last week, I think, and I was just listening to him like, ugh, God, what a dick.
I think he's that old, 50s, 60s.
Oh, really?
He could be around for
shit.
A while.
I was hoping he was in like his 80s or something.
No, he could be around for quite a while. Pat Robertson is in his 80s. Pat may be shedding the mortal coil.
Chances that Pat comes out of the closet before he kicks the bucket?
Not a chance.
0.0.
We got some Pat Robertson clips, a Pat Robertson clip coming up.
Now, Terry... This listener letter just reminds me that I forgot, but I was going to come out of the closet today.
Right. Give me my ring.
Yeah.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yes, stupid. My gay god. coming over later today. Yeah.
So the other god. And wages and picket lines, I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
It makes just as much sense as Baga Hugu Badine.
Whatever. A right-wing nut job America, suck a dick. You're all stupid.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, it's time for the headlines. Let's... see what's going on in the liberal news sphere.
Yay.
The liberal media.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about Bill O'Reilly later, too. Speaking of liberal media.
Did he leave this earth?
No, Bill's still with
us. Oh, he is. Okay, good.
We head over to Arianna Huffington's presentation to the universe.
Defeat.
That she sold for a shit ton of money, I think.
Oh, did she really?
To AOL.
Oh, profiteer. AOL owns it.
Yeah, she's still editor or something. She's still an executive.
You still have an AOL account, don't you?
I do. That's my spam account.
Oh, wow. Is that what everybody uses it for now? Nobody gives a fuck about AOL?
Probably, like Hotmail or Yahoo accounts or something like that. I don't see a lot of Yahoo accounts.
Right.
Now it's so easy, just get your own. I mean,
who gives a fuck?
The headline on the commie pinko liberal Huffington the Post is, this didn't last very long. The other day we talked about Uncle Nipples.
Yeah.
And his...
Bring me some ice cubes.
His Vladimir Putin.
Liquid you.
Who...
Putin.
Who... was advancing into Ukraine, and there was a ceasefire the other day. Well, you know how that lasted.
Oh, it didn't go well.
The headline on Huffington Post, ceasefire ceased.
What happened, man? I thought they weren't supposed to shoot at each other. Did somebody fuck up?
According to the Huffington Post, it's an Associated Press article. Under a near constant barrage of artillery fire, Ukrainian forces and separatist rebels fought fierce street battles.
Oh, shit.
For control of a strategic railway hub of Debaltseve.
Oui, oui.
A battle impeding implementation of a peace plan.
What's it called?
Debaltseve.
Is that French?
Debaltseve. It's Russian or Ukrainian.
Oh, okay. God, why did I think it sounds French to me? But then again, I took French in Georgia. We're all stupid.
It's a key railroad junction between two of the east cities of Donetsk and Luhansk, where the separatists are in control.
Nice!
So 2 days after this ceasefire... not so much.
Hey, we want to shoot our guns some more at each other.
Not so much over there.
God damn.
That's the headline there.
How much is an apartment in the Ukraine?
Probably
or
pretty
Ukraine,
cheap.
Which is it?
Probably pretty cheap. I don't think they're on the Euro.
The studio.
I don't know what exactly the...
is there a good part of that city we could move to or country? Joe, is it a country?
Joe Biden.
What did he say?
What is he doing?
I don't know. What do you mean? It sounds like you're looking at him across the street from the window, and he's like...
I just went over to the Drudge Report, and it's not the headline, but yes, one of the mini headlines. It's a photograph of Jolting Joe Biden, our Vice President of the United States of America. And it says Tuesday at Defense Secretary Ash Carter's swearing-in ceremony, no. Biden got all touchy-feely with Carter's wife, Stephanie.
What?
From the pictures, it looks like he's whispering sweet nothings into her right ear. He's also getting a good whiff of her shampoo. You know what probably happened? He probably walked up behind her and hugged her. They probably know each other. And they caught this mid-snap as he's walking up behind her. And it really does look like he's about to pull her down and Cosby her.
It does look creepy.
Yeah.
You're right, though. The picture's out of context. No one understands. But he does look like he's... Geez, somebody better get a handle on that guy.
There's another picture of Biden and some Christmas picture. Yeah. He's got his arms around a woman. He's like right under her boobs. Big smile on his face.
You think of Barack Obama? Do you think he's like, yeah, man, do you think we could get a handle on that open bar with Biden?
Joe,
he's swearing
Joe,
in.
Yeah.
Do we really need to serve booze at this fucking thing? My VP gets all handsy.
Of course, that's on the Daily Caller.
Right. Oh, that's Tucker's.
Tucker Carlson's joint.
Eat a dick.
The headline, though, on the Drudge Report, the main fear right now at the moment.
Mexicans!
ISIS.
Ah, damn it!
Italy fears ISIS invasion, which is so ridiculous.
What do they think? They're going to swim across the Mediterranean?
Well, part of what these loonies said when they were chopping the heads off of those poor Egyptians was... that we're coming for Rome because they have this weird fucked up end times apocalyptic bullshit scenario in their heads that they're bringing upon the apocalypse. It's going to be end times and all the Muslims, it's going to be blowjobs and
77 virgins
and blowjobs and
right
and clam bakes.
What's that musical? We're looking at something about a clam bake. We're looking forward to the clam bake. I think it's Carousel by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Is it?
Something about a good old clam bake. Different than what
wasn't
ISIS.
Little Whorehouse in Texas.
No.
Talking about a lesbian scene?
No. I think it's different than what ISIS is expecting.
Miss.
I hate these religions.
Dolly Parton, by the way.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Tonight, speaking of Dolly Parton,
right.
7 p.m. tonight, a brand new sparkling Hollywood Hick.
Yeah.
From the very funny Mr. Brent Paris. So
listen, I can't wait.
Listen to the stream tonight, live 7 p.m.
Tune in.
Anyway.
God. No, I don't know. I was just saying, all these religious people, boy, they suck for wanting to bring the end of the world.
Well, that kind of plays into
us.
That whole Michelle Bachmann craziness type of thing, too, where, you know, Maranatha, Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Remember when she was saying that? And, oh, this shows that the end times are coming upon us. And you could tell she was getting all frothy between the legs.
Ah.
She's excited about that. It's going to be end times, man. Jesus is going to come.
God. I, as an atheist, I really resent that. I kind of like the world the way it is, I guess. I mean, it could be better. It could be a lot fucking better. But I don't think bringing on the end of the world via beheadings or whatever other bullshit these right-wing nut jobs want, it's not going to make it better.
I tend to concur. They've got these weird end time, you know, we're trying to bring about the end of the world. And part of their hoogity-boogity bullshit... prophecies or whatever from their Queen Latifah book says that the whoever they play in the end time scenario are going to march on Rome and take Rome. They're going to take out the big evil Catholics.
Right. ISIS has occupied the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
So according to this article that it says that ISIS in Libya said it was addressed to the nation signed with the blood of the cross.
Right.
Warned, we are south of Rome. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi.
Yes.
Shuttered up the Italian embassy in Tripoli.
Right.
And raised his fist with the threat of impending military action.
Oh, God. I'll just be over here not believing in any kind of sky god or bullshit, not causing any kind of problems in the world.
Yeah, it's some crazy bullshit.
Yeah. Congratulations, idiots. Yeah, damn.
And, of course, it just helps things that we bomb the shit out of.
I don't know that it helps.
Bomb the shit out of little kids and stuff. Maybe we should just nuke them.
Yeah, nuke them, nuclear them.
So that's the big terror over on the Drudge Report is, look, even the Italians are afraid of ISIS.
They're not going to take over Italy, you fucking idiots.
And now we're sure that they're thrilled also because the second headline over at the Drudge Report,
they've
got to be congratulating and filleting each other over at the Drudge offices.
Yummy.
I don't know how the women can fillet each other, but strap-ons. Maybe.
They're can-do broads.
The Texas, there was a judge in Texas.
Yeah. Listen, that's a bad way to start any story.
Put a hold.
Ouch.
On that evil, horrible thing that the president did.
Please don't tell me this is like gay marriage and shit.
In allowing those college age and allowing those brown kids to stay in the country without launching them instantly back, whether they've been here for 15, 20 years or whether they were brought here as an infant or not, doesn't matter.
They're the party against the Dream Act. That's who they are.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Well, hey, they're not trying to block gay marriage. That's something that's good, right?
Federal Judge Andrew Hannon.
Eat me.
Who has been a party to some shitbaggery before. He's an Obama-hating right-wing nut job judge in Texas. Oh. Federal judge in Texas. Who said it's far from preferable to have the legality of these actions determined before the fates of over 4 million individuals are decided. In other words, we don't want all these brown people who hate Republicans because right. Republicans hate brown people.
Yay!
This is our outreach.
Yeah. Here's some outreach. Let me unzip my pants.
26 of the states, all of them except two with Republican leadership, had sued for an emergency injunction against the president's executive order for protecting about 4 million undocumented foreigners from deportation.
What's their interest in blocking this? Aside from catering to people's xenophobic attitudes, what do you get out of this?
They're gonna rape your kids. They're gonna take your jobs. They're gonna vote Democrat.
See,
that's the worst part. They're gonna vote Democratic.
You can understand these assholes saying no to the minimum wage. I mean, it's shitty and kind of inhumane and
evil, assholish.
Yes, but I understand. Their big business little asshole buddies over here won't have to pay people as much. That's money. I understand that. But what do you get out of blocking this other than
fire up the knuckle draggers, the ones that put on the flag T-shirts and go out and stand in front of buses that they think might be containing some, poor brown kids that came over the.
I forgot that they were laying down in the street in front of buses.
Right.
Run over them.
They got to appeal to those xenophobic morons who think that anything brown is going to be kicking them out of their
job.
Raping their pristine white girls.
You're going to marry my daughters and my sons. You're bringing... they're sleeper cells too, right? Aren't they sleeper cells in training or some bullshit like that?
Well, you heard Rapert.
Rapert.
He said, terroristic acts. They're doing terroristic acts over there in Europe and even here. Which...
No, the people that do terroristic acts over here are, wait for it, wait for it, white.
Yeah, most of the shit that happens here, they're mass white. Killing-wise, seems to be angry white guys.
Yeah, angry white guys that are mentally ill, that have access to automatic weapons.
That doesn't mean anything. If they had a knife, they'd do the same damage. Oh, right. How dare you blame the weapon?
He could have used the driver. It's a golf club.
All those people, all those kids would be dead if he was standing there yelling at them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck everyone, please. It's that kind of Tuesday.
So, federal judge Andrew Hainan.
Eat a dick.
In Brownsville, Texas, agreed with the state's argument, put a temporary injunction today. The White House is saying the ruling's wrong. And that the president acted within his legal authority. They're going to appeal. So
they're going to waste some more time. You know what I mean? That's what you mean by appeal?
Even this story says Obama and his Democrat allies have tried to push comprehensive immigration reform, which could eventually bring millions of voters, many seen as likely Democrats. So it's, yeah. It's like they're saying the only reason they want to not deport people and not break their families apart,
right,
is because maybe they'll vote Democrat.
But why do you think they vote Democrat? Let me think about it. Oh, yeah. Because Obama is doing stuff for them. They might vote for you, you fucking asshole, if you had a little bit more carrot and less stick.
And meanwhile, 3 out of 4 of my grandparents,
yes,
were not from this country.
Oh.
And all of them had a really easy fucking time in those days coming over. Signed a piece of paper. Welcome to America.
Yeah, but you're talking about Irish people. That's a gentle bunch.
A couple of Serbs and an Irish, yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Are you more Serbian or more Irish? Which one are
Serbian,
you?
Serbian.
Really?
I guess, yeah. We always identified more as Irish, though.
Yeah.
I think even my mom was. We lived in an Irish neighborhood.
It's probably
my
easier.
My mom was blending in.
I mean, in the south side of Chicago, if you can definitely say you're Irish, I would say I was Irish, too. Say you're Serbian, people, I don't know, maybe they don't know what to make of you. I'm Serbian. Okay. And then people in the south side are like, oh, wait, am I supposed to hate you? I don't know.
We've got a follow-up here to a story that we did the other day.
Follow-up crab diving.
Of
go fuck yourself.
That, I'm closing the Italy is... Oh, he's afraid.
So wait. Now, before you close that story, have we lost Italy to ISIS? Yes or no?
Not yet, but it's within a couple of minutes, according to the Drudge Report.
Italy's still in play. Now. Yeah, it's Italy's still on the big board. Okay, good to know.
I wonder if the Pope is gonna, those Swiss guards are gonna actually take up arms.
Have they ever had to do that? The Swiss Army, the guards, popity dopity.
I think they're like back in the day. There's a reason those walls are 10 feet thick and sloped and shit like that. I think back in the day they did have to maybe do a little defending.
But now. Now they can't do shit. You think, how would they stand up in a firefight?
The Swiss Guard is the Pope's official army and it's his secret service. I mean, there's not only the guys that dress funny and stand there with, the ceremonial spears and shit.
Ridiculous.
But in the beefeater costume.
Listen, there's nobody associated with the Vatican that doesn't have a fucked up uniform.
But there's, the head of security and stuff. That's all Swiss Swiss guards. So it's still part of the same dealio. So I guess they're really pros.
I mean, the Pope has to have some serious security guards, right?
Yeah.
Good for him.
In Florida, speaking of religion,
we told
you the story last week of... there's a student who told the student, a Florida high school that told that student to stop adding God bless America when reading the scripted announcements.
Jeez.
Over
the loudspeaker at like a school, you read out all the things during homeroom. At the end of it, he says, God bless America.
Well, yeah.
An incredible nerd.
And this is a battle that I just don't. I mean, I'd rather not have it there, but there's more heinous things going on than if some idiot saying the school, God bless America. See, that's a gray area there. If they got up on the loudspeaker and were like, you know, Isaiah chapter, let's read from Isaiah chapter 17, verse 69, where the Lord did smite the homosexuals.
Reading from the book of Bullshitticus, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we've got a significant problem. But right. If one of the students is reading something and tosses in God bless America, you know.
What if I say assalamu alaikum? Whatever.
I got no problem with that either.
Peace be with you, or whatever you say after you say the word Muhammad.
It says that there were some students at this high school that are atheists and have complained.
Hell yeah.
About it.
You go get them. This is in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
The school district said the complaint filed by the American Humanist Association should not supersede the right of other students to use the phrase.
Super.
As it does not promote any religious denomination and is commonly used as an expression of patriotism.
No, fuck off. I agree. You can't say, I agree with the humanists. Keep your God out of my fucking school. Listen, you see, school is supposed to train you for work, right? For the workplace. You can't, like, when was the last time you saw somebody at some accounting firm? You go into your boss's office and you're like, listen, here's what I'm working on today. We're working on this proposal. Oh, by the way, God bless America. He looks at you like you're a lunatic.
Depending.
Yeah.
If you work for Hobby Lobby.
Oh, they love it.
They might do that.
God bless America. Now put this scope in your vagina.
And one of the most active replies here on the news story.
Yes.
Says, it's sad that America is on an even keel with Muslim countries when it comes to valuing religion over science.
Yeah, agreed. It's real fucking sad.
35 thumbs down.
Aww.
To 3 thumbs up.
Oh, shit. God, we're losing. What side is this on?
First response to that. Has your precious science proved God doesn't exist?
Fuck you, stupid.
The answer is nope, which is the dumbest argument ever. You can't prove a negative. That's really simple.
Yes. You can't prove it's not there. God.
And this guy, he responds, he says, this is neither here nor there, but for the sake of argument, your comment is invalid. A negative cannot be proven. Please check the scientific method for more. And then this Christo idiot responds, GFY.
Go fuck yourself.
GFY and stop making arguments, statements you can't back up. You idiot atheists are too easy to discredit because you're simply that, idiots.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
And this guy, and he says, the burden of proof lies with the claimant.
Listen, all these fucking people that believe in sky gods and shit, don't get so pissy when no one believes your you know what I mean?
And then this guy says, you've never properly debated. It's obvious. The Christian who is trying to make people prove a negative, which is right. Impossible, is saying, you've obviously never debated.
Okay, simpleton.
I got to get out of this.
Simpleton McGee.
The moronitude is just excruciating.
It's tough. It's tough to live in a world full of people that are constantly looking up at the sky and wondering what thunderbolt their God is going to smite down upon them. Does that make sense?
I think they're a lot more worried about directing thunderbolts at other people. Don't you think?
I'm praying that you send a thunderbolt down to this center.
Right. How many of them are if you see some of these comments where they'll be like, you atheists, I can't wait till I'm sitting by the side of Jesus caressing his left testicle with my cheek while I look down at you as you're roasting on the spit, being spit roasted between Hitler and Mussolini.
Yeah. Hey, is that what
happens? Down to the fires of hell.
Is that what happens in heaven? That's the one job you gotta...
You get to nuzzle Christ's balls.
Well, I was going to say, you're on testicle rubbing duty.
Right.
Yeah.
He's Jesus, man. He hung up there on the cross. He should
rub
his,
one testicle.
You should have his balls rubbed.
Play my harp at the same time.
God, it's unreal.
It really is.
It really is unbelievable.
Screw you guys. Seriously. Leave us alone.
God bless America is constant. Has nothing to do with God.
Ding, 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 ding. Right.
Has nothing to do with religion.
The kid's saying this. At a school paid by tax dollars, we're worrying about God bless America, yet every kid in this country is running around like a fucking idiot because they're stupid.
And lovely. It's just going to happen more and more because more and more of these kids are starting to
They're losing their mind. They're like,
are starting to use their brain cells and say, this is some bullshit they're weaving at us. And they are identifying as atheists. And now they're going to start, you know, if there's two kids who in this Florida fucking school that are willing to stand up and actually say, you know, we're atheists and we don't like this
bullshit.
It's
a bad place to be an atheist.
That means that there's 50 more that are afraid to say anything, or at least a lot more. You know what I mean? And as more and more of these kids are like, wait, this is some straight up bullshit. We don't need to. Yeah. I don't want to hear about your Jesus.
Right.
I'm here to play football. I'm not going to take a knee and pray to your sky god before the fucking football game.
Yeah, I want to learn some trigonometry so I can have a shot at getting out of this hellhole in which I live.
So, also in that vein.
Yes.
Big blue veiner.
Cock joke.
Of the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Is also sending some letters of complaint.
Right.
And are going to be a-suing if some bullshit ain't stopped.
I am sending missives.
To 26 school districts in the state of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
After this, the son of a state representative, the representative is George Faught, F-A-U-G-H-T.
Faught.
His son, Jameson.
Jameson.
Jameson Faught.
Named after my favorite drink.
Bragged on Facebook.
God.
T'other day.
You name your kid after whiskey.
That, with an I.
Oh.
That,
oh.
Spending the morning with fellow Gideons, passing out Bibles to fifth grade students in Chakota, Eufaula, and Stidham.
Ah! Kid's like, what do I do with this fucking Bible? Well, I'm a fifth grader.
There was a commenter on the Facebook who said, well, I'm surprised that's legal.
Right.
And he said, last several years we've been doing it. We've been able to do it every school in McIntosh, Okmulgee, and Ofuskee counties.
Wait.
These
wait.
Are some fucked up names.
What are those names again?
McIntosh.
Okay.
O-K-M-U-L-G-E-E. Okmulgee? Okmulgee?
Okmulgee?
Okmulgee. Okmulgee?
Okafoogie.
And Ofuskee, O-F-U-S-K-E-E, Ofuskee. It's got to be Ofuskee.
Ofuskee.
It's got to be Ofuskee.
Ofuskee.
McIntosh, Okmulgee, and Ofuskee counties.
I won't give me a fucking Bible.
Except one or two. Last year, the Chakota principal not only personally took us to each classroom, but he helped us hand them out.
Oh, my God. right.
Attorney for the Freedom From Religion Association Foundation said,
what did he
send them a letter?
Did he parachute in?
It said, it is unconstitutional for public school districts to permit the distribution of Bibles as part of the public school day.
Yes, stupid.
Courts have uniformly held that the distribution of Bibles to students at public schools is prohibited.
So take these Bibles and shove them up your happy ass. Go about your business.
So
giving out Bibles at school. I mean, who would think that's okay? Honestly, who would think that's okay?
Jameson Faught.
God, what a dick.
We handed out New Testaments to 194 fifth graders in three different schools.
Give them a snack. Honestly, buy sports equipment for the PE area or whatever you do.
God, and some of these comments. Oh, Jason, awesome thing you're doing there, Jameson. This other one. I wish we were allowed to do it. I wish we could shove Bibles up everyone's asshole.
And why? And why are these actual books, or are they sending them digital copies? Because they're killing trees. They're killing fucking the Amazon rainforest. So look, more Bibles. We're just shitting these Bibles out. How about this? No more printing of the Bible. That's what the rule I want. Put it on your Kindle, okay? I sat next
to killing trees for the
bullshit? Okay, we need trees, right? For oxygen and stupid things like that. Hey, my God. I sat next to somebody on a flight one time He had his Bible on his iPad, and then a normal Bible, a book style.
Oh, wow.
And so he was cross-referencing between the two things that were, in fact, the same. He had a hard copy of the Bible and a digital one. He was religious as fuck. That's what his t-shirt said.
I'm religious as fuck.
Yeah, I'm religious as fuck.
I have a tattoo that says, I bend over for Jesus.
I'm sure he does. Well, this guy ain't bending over for anybody. I mean, he's a lot of God, a lot of God in his heart. You know what I mean?
a lot of plaque in his heart. Yeah, the big boy.
There's a lot for Jesus to love there.
And one more a little bit of follow-up.
Follow-up crab diving.
There was a billboard.
Oh, yes.
That was put up.
Is this in Alabama?
In Alabama.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the
fuck this state.
It was... they're putting it down. Oh, okay.
What?
So a billboard went up that said, don't believe in a God.
Right.
You're not alone. GulfCoastCOR.org.
Not alone.
The Gulf Coast Coalition of Reason.
You remember that song?
Oh, yeah. So the contract said the billboard was supposed to be up for a month.
How creepy.
Beginning around Christmas.
Yes.
It was taken down.
Oh.
Well, the placement was delayed by a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And then, even though they had paid for 4 weeks, they put up the billboard, company, and then took it right down when it was supposed to. There was some delay for some reason.
What?
In getting it up there. And one of the reasons is they were getting a lot of complaints about the billboard.
But it said you are not alone. It was some religious message.
Don't believe in a God. You're not alone.
That is so creepy. You are not alone, though. It's like.
It means that if you don't believe in a God.
Oh, you're not alone.
There's
a lot of us.
This is the good people saying.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of atheists out there. Don't be afraid.
God, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I felt like, you know, like in a horror movie, like when you're in a house, you're not alone. That kind of.
So. Now, because of all this, they were threatening to sue, and now the billboard's going to go up for an additional 2 weeks, but they're putting it in a different place, which is bigger, better. It's on an electronic billboard now, which is supposed to be more expensive. It's going to be reach more people because it's going to be off of Interstate 65 south of U.S. Highway 45 facing north in Mobile.
What? Highway 465. Now I want to know where the fuck this
Interstate is. Interstate 65 south of U.S. Highway 45.
Oh, well, okay.
Facing north.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Because of the bullshit.
Yeah.
Because of people whining about it and the fuckwad owners of the billboard company taking it down early and getting caught with their shenanigans, now they got to put it back up in a better place for longer. And for more people. So
yes.
More people are going to see the message of reason because of their attempt to fucking score.
But it's only one billboard, correct?
Yeah.
For
that one, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me lay something out for you. Many times I've driven from Pensacola into Mobile, Alabama. I believe you take the 10, the same fucking highway that you take to Venice, California.
Yes.
Same road. Okay. On that, as soon as you cross the line going to Alabama, there is like probably 18 to... 20 million billboards telling you not to get an abortion or to pray or to find Jesus or something. And on each billboard, there's a fucking number you can call and talk to, like, you know, I'm a hoogity boogity advisor. So I'm just saying, I'm glad that the humanists, the atheists, whoever the fuck this is, they have their billboard. There's a long way to go. There's a lot of the other message out there. It's so funny. You got to see these billboards. So, oh, God. These, like, praise Jesus billboards.
Yeah. And if try to turn on the radio anywhere outside of a large metropolitan area, you get Jesus,
right?
Or country or Western or Jesus.
Why is the quote unquote pro-life anti-choice message always plastered on a fucking billboard? Riddle me that, Batman.
You got to make sure that they let you know that vagina's theirs.
Central Florida. That's like that's the capital of those kind of fucking billboards, by the way. Those are all over Central Florida.
Why do they need... I mean, does it work?
Yeah. Oh, I've never had an abortion driving down that street. Really? Not one.
It scared you.
Nary a one.
Scared you threw all the coat hangers out the window when you drove by it?
Oh, God. Yeah. But there's one every mile in central Florida. Forget what highway, but it's just fucking nuts. Really is crazy. It's another world. I mean, honestly, it's another world of a bunch of people running around scared of their sky god. Freaky.
The Houston Chronicle was doing a story about some ridiculous faith healer that's showing up in town.
Oh, boy.
Evangelist.
David Copperfield.
African evangelist Reinhard Bonnke.
Reinhard Bonnke! What does he do? He heals you?
Fiery evangelist. It says, faith healer expects miracles during Houston visit. Fiery evangelist is star to millions across Africa.
Yes.
And the story goes on, and there's a photograph of this. It says, Richard Bonnke preaches during a 2000 Christ for All Nations crusade in Lagos, Nigeria, which the ministry said drew 6 million people over 6 days.
Oh, shit. Good job,
there's
guys.
A photograph of him, and he's preaching in front of a sea of, it looks like, millions and millions and millions of people. It's photoshopped.
Is it really?
The people aren't looking at him. They're looking off to something else in a different direction, and they found out that it's a fake fucking picture. So the Houston Chronicle then said, a photograph appearing with a story on page A1 about Reinhard Bonnke was digitally manipulated by the evangelist's organization.
You charlatans.
To superimpose the preacher's image on a crowd of about 1.6 million gathered in Lagos, Nigeria. The photo was a combined shot of the crowd during daylight hours and him preaching after nightfall.
Whoa. How did they fuck it up so bad?
It was not presented to the newspaper as a digital image. So the preacher was like, well, here, this is me preaching. He just photoshops himself in front of million people.
Oh, Christians have been doing that for a long time. Jesus even did that. Remember that story with the fish and the loaves? There's like 5 people there. Right. He just cloned them in Photoshop.
This comment says, it's okay, lying isn't a sin if you do it for Jesus.
Right. Good point. Just ask forgiveness. Just tell a tremendous lie and then ask for forgiveness, because that's why Jesus bled out on the cross. Is that correct?
It's true.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
And all you got to do, I mean, you can rape, loot, pillage.
Oh, yes.
Fuck kids.
Oh, perfect.
Kill animals, beat up old ladies.
Yeah.
And as long as 2 minutes before you take your last fucking breath, or right before you take your last breath, you go, I'm sorry, I love Jesus. It's all good. It's all good.
It's amazing.
But
it's a great system.
A homosexual drops dead.
Oh,
who's done charitable works his whole life, hasn't done anything bad to anybody, drops dead, roasts in the fire.
Have fun burning in hell, stupid.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation also, you know, they're out of Madison, Wisconsin.
Hippies, liberals,
so
commies.
Right there. They're right there in Scott Walker land.
Oh, God. Well, Madison. We've talked about this before.
Poor Madison.
That ain't Scott Walker land. I imagine, I mean, seriously, how does he just not have rocks thrown at him whenever he walks outside in Madison? No one likes him in Madison, correct?
Very few people like
I mean, who could
Scott
stomach
Walker
that fucking idiot?
So, Freedom From Religion Foundation is on him like white on rice.
Oh, shit.
There's a story on their website. The headline says, no records of Walker communication with deity.
Oh. Oh, wow.
The Office of the Governor in Wisconsin has no record of communications between Governor Scott Walker and any deities, according to the office's legal counsel. So they're like, well, Scott Walker says that he consults the deity when he makes decisions, so we'd like to see a transcript of those conversations.
He's lying.
Since he's making public policy.
Scott Walker's lying!
Based on these meetings.
He's not praying at all!
Or if he is, let's see the transcript. Because it has to do with public policy.
That's right.
He's making meetings on our dime, talking to his imaginary friend.
That is a reasonable fucking request, okay?
It's on the record. The governor is communicating with higher powers like billionaires and political kingmaker Sheldon Adelson. But that's where the paper trail ends. The official denial came in response to an open records request from a guy in Milwaukee who's a member of the FFRF.
What is that?
Freedom from Religion Foundation, named Edward Susterich.
Yeah, yeah.
Susterich.
No Yahweh outgoing calls. Why not? What gives, Scotty?
He sent a freedom of information request saying, since your term is governor, please provide a copied transcript of all communications with God, the Lord, Christ, Jesus, or any other form of deity.
That's badass. I love that.
Walker apparently attends a non-denominational evangelical church.
Okay.
He's the son of a Baptist preacher. He frequently mentions his reliance on God.
Oh, my God.
He told a group of Wisconsin bankers in January he'll only run for president if he feels called to run. I don't know if he's getting the fingers tickling the prostate like Ben Carson, but
yes,
he's waiting for the Lord to tell him. God, so all these guys decide running. God is fucking with all these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Once they decide to run.
Yeah. Why would you tell Ben Carson to run and be, hey, Scott, you know, this guy did this thing. He's like, listen,
he's like, Jesus, watch this. I'm gonna tell Walker to run too.
I don't tell all the girls this, but you're the most special. I really think you'd be a great candidate.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Dad. God, yeah, make Rick Perry run. Make Rick Perry run.
God's like, no.
Send Rick Perry,
I'm not.
You want him. That's funny.
You make him run. I'm in the pool. Leave me alone.
Send the Holy Spirit. I'm drinking.
No. I'm not drinking. I'm sprinkling Ebola over the Congo right now. I'm busy, kid.
I'm smiting some homosexuals.
It's causing an earthquake somewhere.
Walker was asked by a reporter one point about, he said, any major decision I've made in my life, politics or otherwise, I've tried to discern God's calling on.
Oh, good job, lunatic. I mean, after Walker had to talk to that dude in England about evolution, do you think he wants to talk to reporters or journalists anymore? Maybe he shouldn't do that.
In a 1990 interview with Marquette University for the yearbook, he said, I really think there's a reason why God put all these political thoughts in my head.
What thoughts? What political thoughts, Scott? I mean, really? Did God want him to bust the unions?
Absolutely. Well, his God, the real God,
right.
He worships.
The real God. I worship
one of the
real
Koch brothers.
God, not your shitty God. Your God sucks.
The lawyer for the lawyer's office for the governor responded to the request for information for these transcripts of his conversations with the deity.
Yes.
Pursuant to the public records law, we are responding to let you know this office does not have records responsive to your request.
Oh.
This is the guy who we played the clip a few days ago. Go to crabdiving.com.
Why not?
Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher.
But why not?
He said he's, when he was asked about evolution.
Oh, yeah.
He said he's going to punt on that one, remember? I'm going to punt on that one. Because that's a question a politician shouldn't be involved in one way or another.
Well, listen, you got to respect him a little bit on that because he's being honest. I mean, he could just answer it surreptitiously and punt that way. Or he could just say, hey, I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm not answering the question.
This guy that's dogging him, Susterich, who's filed these requests, said, I wish the media would press Walker for more details on any messages he's getting from God.
Right.
Or about his religious beliefs that affect political decisions like abortion, birth control, same-sex marriage, end-of-life decisions, immunizations, religious exemption for parental neglect.
Yeah, man.
In March of 2014... the foundation sent a complaint letter about a tweet that Walker made saying Philippians 4:13 on his official count.
It's my favorite. I have that on a t-shirt.
Which means
Philippians
4:13 reads, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
It actually reads, I can do anything you could do better. Annie Oakley said it as well.
I can do anything you can do. Is that from...
Anything you can do, I could do better.
Yeah, no, you can't. Yes, I can.
Oklahoma.
Is it Oklahoma?
Yeah.
There's your musical theater moment here on Crab Diving Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
You.
In 2009, Scott Walker told the Christian Businessmen's Committee. What a fun group that is,
oh,
huh?
Oh, boy.
think a lot of hookers at those conventions?
Fire up Grindr.
Just the gay ones, yeah.
Yeah.
In 2009, he said he started his walk to Christ when he was 13.
Okay. Congratulations, stupid. I want to know, see, like, I'm with this freedom from religion, whoever the dude is requesting the communication deets between him and some god. I want to know all about a leader I have that's talking to people in the sky. Well, I want to know all about that shit.
Didn't we go
it's
into
disturbing.
Iraq because George Bush's friend?
Oh, yeah.
Told him in his head?
And most of the country, listen, if you're a fucking journalist and some fucking leader, some governor or president says, I'm going to go pray about it. I'm going to talk to my sky god. You really have to press them on that and say, what do you mean by that? Really? Are you going to talk to a person in the sky before you vaporize a whole bunch of people with bunker busters?
Well,
Before you launch bombs,
cipher on it, and you know, and struggle with the decision, and try to make the most informed decision.
And I'm going to talk to an imaginary being.
Well, right, I'm not going to pick an entity that I don't believe exists.
Dude,
obviously,
we put up with that. We tolerate that. That's fucking nuts.
It is crazy.
It's crazy, dude. Somebody with the finger on the buttons talking to a higher power. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how that higher power the wishes of that higher power always seem to coincide directly with the wishes of that person.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Isn't that odd? Nobody ever prays to God.
Like, you form a personal relationship with the Lord. He tailor makes. It's like shrink wrap.
Did Aaron Rodgers pray before that final Green Bay game where they shit the bed? Did he pray to God? It's like, God, help me win this game. And God was like, hey, Aaron, it's not happening
today. We like
the
Seahawks better.
I'm so sorry. And Aaron Rodgers was like, you know what? You're right. We're not going to win this game. Thanks. You changed my mind.
Right.
Why would God want him to win?
In mysterious ways, yeah. Brian. He works in mysterious
okay.
ways.
Okay. Shit, I keep forgetting that. Let me write that down.
That's the answer. So that, yeah, that faith healer.
Jesus.
With his little, his nice.
It's just like an assault
Photoshop
on sanity,
deal. Dude.
It really is. It's just all these people you vote for to get elected to this wacko country, they have to, on some level, say, I talk to people in the sky about, you know, on a regular basis. I talk to God on the regs. Come on.
Jerks. I'm okay with them talking. If they hear something back, then we may need an issue.
Well, they obviously, but when you say I'm asking for God's guidance on something, well, then that to me says
your
expectation is you're going to get a message
or a sign. Right.
That is disturbing.
But then they just rationalize it by when they finally make a decision. They're like, well, you know, I think this is the decision I should make. Well, obviously, the Lord has steered me in this direction.
What's the use of going to all those fancy colleges and shit? You're going to run for office. You're like, oh, yeah, I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. Da, 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 da. Let me talk to my sky god about this decision. I'm like, don't talk to your sky god. Didn't you just get this big fancy education?
Edumacation?
Yeah. Use that.
Other interesting news, right? Hot off the presses here. Breaking.
Yummy.
Breaking news.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Here out of the sovereign state of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Travis County probate judge, Guy Herman.
Guy.
has ruled not long ago.
Oh, God.
That the Texas ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional.
Wow.
But they will not start issuing marriage licenses to gay couples, at least for now. They're going to wait till the decision above it moves along.
We're going to wait. We're going to make sure it's right. God.
It's an estate fight in which an Austin resident sought to have her 8-year relationship deemed to have been a common law marriage, and her partner died of colon cancer. God, that just drives me crazy. It really, really drives me crazy.
You know what I put up for the meme today for our show on our Facebook page?
Facebook.com?
I put up the pitchfork picture.
Awesome.
Because it's time.
It's always time.
Yeah. Go to Home Depot, get a pitchfork, give them the code CRABS, you'll get a discount. Just kidding.
Travis County Clerk Dana DeBovier.
Dana DeBovier.
Said she will be conferring with the judge and county lawyers to determine the impact of the ruling.
At least she's conferring with judges and not Jesus.
So they may, I guess they're still going to decide on how to proceed with the specific case. So they're not going to start marrying people, but they may recognize this relationship as a common law one.
That's good. That's good, right? That's progress. Slow progress.
Well, yeah, getting dragged in.
God.
They're from Austin.
Are they going to, but before they, are they going to pray about it too? I mean, did they say if they were going to talk to this guy God or not in that story? They're going to consult other people. Jesus getting consulted in this one or no?
I'm sure they.
Right.
I'm sure they have to consult with their Lord in some aspect.
God, we should all be doing that. Every time we hear a politician say, well, I'm going to pray about it and I'll make a decision. Okay. Give us the communication transcripts between you and this ethereal.
You're right.
Ethereal.
Could you have your secretary sit there and transcribe your conversation?
I want to be CC'd on your conversations with Jehovah.
Maybe put the hot phone to heaven on speaker.
Yeah, put it on speaker. God's like, hey, am I on speaker? I'm hanging up. Yeah. God's a dick.
Wait a minute, guys. Am I on speaker?
Think about it. Christians have this idea that anybody can ask God for anything they want at any time. How is God not going to be just total straight up asshole? He's got people trying to get stuff from him 24/7, if he exists, you know.
Bugging the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's going to be an asshole. No wonder that the Old Testament's all like fire and brimstone. The guy's pissed off.
People praying that their football team's going to win and shit?
Ugh. That's so stupid.
Not praying about the little kids with the flies around their eyes. You know, they right. want to make sure that the Patriots win.
Yeah.
Tebow gets a job.
God, or who cares? Honestly, the sports thing is fucking insane. You think about it. Tom Brady and his fucking rich-ass wife, Gisele Bündchen. Why do we give a shit if he gets a ring or not? You ever think about that? I feel like an asshole sometimes when I root for my favorite sports team. I feel like a shill. You know?
Yeah, but I mean,
it's still fun and shit. Right, I'm not trying to take the fun out of everything. I'm just saying, every now and then, I'm like, well, listen, hey, I'm going to still be poor, and this fucking asshole Tom Brady, he's got a big pot of gold at home. Eat me. Well, yeah, I'm hoping you win.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
That's the best one.
Oh, you know what we can do?
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Glenn Beck moment, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast live. You can always download us as a podcast at crabdiving.com. We're also on iTunes, on Stitchers.
Pinterest.
All over the place. Spread the crabs. Spread the crabs. Share the crabs. Love the crabs.
Spread them.
Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Beck. He was prophesying a couple of years ago.
God.
Saying that there was going to be some kind of proxy war between the United States and Russia. It's going to be World War III. You know, every couple of months or so, Glenn comes out and says, everything I said was right. Look, everything I've said was right.
What does he wear for that announcement?
It depends. This time,
nylon jumpsuit.
This time, it looks like one of those denim button-down shirts, buttoned all the way to the collar. A big cable-knit sweater with one of those, what do they call those, a cowl neck with the big neck.
I see the hipsters and the lumbersexuals don those all the time when they go out and about in Hollywood with the wallet change and the skinny jeans, and I look like an asshole.
And then some weird, he's got his little round glasses on, and he's got some weird purple baseball cap on.
God, who knows?
But here's Glenn Beck talking about, he's practicing his yoga and bending over and sucking his own dick, basically.
Wow.
Talking about, look how right I am.
Put that
everything.
On the blaze. You put that on the blaze, you might get some more viewers.
Right.
Wouldn't be going bankrupt. Is he still going bankrupt?
I don't know if he's going bankrupt.
I thought the blaze had tremendous overhead and he was just like, leaking money.
He's no Joel Osteen.
Oh, fuck no.
Yesterday's Crab Diving, we talked about that. Go to Crab Diving.
Joel Osteen, or Olstein.
Osteen.
This monologue today.
Oops. Here is a little bit of Glenn. Glenn Beck on the Blaze opining.
This monologue today is a wake-up call for you. I told you last year that, and so it begins. It is here. I want you to understand, I am not charting a course for you because evil by its name and standing against it, we dismiss it and we must stop. It is totally understandable. I'm going to give you a theory that...
he's out of his mind. Right. He's just out
World
of his fucking
War III
mind.
World War III is upon us.
We're starting World War III. I just want to let you know.
Is that his outfit for the apocalypse there? That big-ass stupid sweater and the hat?
Yeah. Well, it's chilly in
the apocalypse. Do you think he has wardrobe sponsors? I mean, is he wearing that because someone's paying him? Whoever
I can't
makes
read
that?
What the, yeah, I can't read what the hat says.
You know, I thought of while I was watching The Walking Dead. I don't know if you've watched The Walking Dead at all. But I'm watching this, and I can't figure out why, other than it's a really good show. I can't figure out at first why this is 22 million people a week watching it. So put that into perspective. Nobody's ever done that on cable television. Since the time that there were three networks, you just don't have ratings like this.
So why do you think The Walking Dead is so popular? According to Glenn.
Well, do you want to hear my theory?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think it's a really good show, and most things on television suck total cock, and it's one of the few good shows to watch, and so people love it. That's what I think.
So this is hugely rated. Why is that? Is it our love for zombies?
Speaking of Jesus.
Well, listen, a lot of people love zombies, man. I mean, there's
one
huge,
in particular.
Yeah.
I want you to think about this with me. I don't know if this is true. This is my theory.
There we go. Strap in, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not a scientist, but...
I'm not saying...
Dot, dot, dot.
I'm not saying, but just what if?
Oh, my God.
I think we all know that the world is about to come undone. Have you seen Newsweek magazine? They're talking about when life completely changes, will you be prepared? They're actually encouraging people to prep now. So we all know there's something in us that tells us the world's out of control.
So is his view that we're watching The Walking Dead picking up survival tips?
Yeah, man.
On how to stay alive for the zombie fucking apocalypse?
The Walking Dead should be on PBS. It's an educational show. He's just like watching this fucking show, and he's getting a big old boner about the end of the world.
He's out of his mind.
He's their perfect audience member.
Do you think what's coming is... And because of that, I want to announce the Glenn Beck line... of burial bunkers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For $50,000 each, you can have a bunker to bury in your backyard.
I'm surprised he's not selling bullets.
But I don't want to watch that. I don't even want to watch the news most nights. And so, why are we watching The Walking Dead? We're watching The Walking Dead because we know the zombies aren't real. And so it allows us to connect with what we're really feeling, but allows us to be in a safe zone because we know zombies aren't real.
So
how dumb.
The world is so horrific. We're living the zombie apocalypse, but we're in denial. And the way that we express our horror with the real apocalypse we're living is by sitting on our fat asses with a beer watching fucking Walking Dead.
How stupid.
Zombies... or ISIS. Zombies is our economic peril. The rest of the show is what we say is coming.
There you go.
So what's coming is The Walking Dead, but without the zombies.
The zombies are ISIS.
Right. Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Oh, I got it.
I can't explain Glenn Beck to you.
It's funny.
Good thing Glenn Beck not to fear-mongering at all, you know?
Oh, no, not at all. I honestly, there's... Who is encouraging people to doomsday prep? Did you hear him? That's why they are encouraging
Newsweek
us
or
to
something,
prep.
Yeah. Have you seen? They're encouraging people to prep now.
Isn't Newsweek straight up trash?
No, yeah.
Yeah, I don't read Newsweek magazine, Glenn. I'm sorry.
That shit crazy. Let's see. What else?
So, Walking Dead. Walking Dead is just... I don't know. I think people are just fascinated with the end of the fucking world. I mean, it's probably...
Well, it's fun, mindless action.
That's why people are into religion, right?
A bit of a story, and it's fun.
Is Walking Dead church for atheists? Yes or no? I'm just kidding.
How about that?
I'm spiritual, though.
Spiritual.
I'm Gandalf. How dumb.
What else?
Walking Dead.
Oh, Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, yeah. I love donuts.
Those are fucking awesome.
Oh, so good.
They got that sign that tells you that they're fresh and warm.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the red light district in Amsterdam. the Krispy Cunt district.
Oh.
The Krispy isn't what you're looking for.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Krispy Kreme maker is apologizing.
Yes.
After they scheduled an event for a store in the UK, printed out flyers, put it out on their social media. It was for their Krispy Kreme club.
Yes.
KKK Wednesday.
Oh, God. Is that a mistake?
Yeah. they promoted it via their Facebook page. The company has since removed it. This is in the UK, too. Do they even have the fucking KKK?
No.
In Britain?
No, they just have those no-go districts or whatever
right.
Bobby Jindal said existed. That doesn't.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. It's a no-go zone for whites.
They took down the signs. They don't have a new name for the event yet. The event, which is aimed at children on half-term holidays, children decorate their own donuts.
Oh, God. Who gives a shit about that? You want to decorate a donut?
No, I didn't know Krispy Kreme. It first opens its first branch in the UK in 2000.
Hello.
So it is from around here.
Yes.
But... I wasn't aware that Krispy Kreme had spread across the pond.
Oh, it's everywhere, man.
America. I wonder if it's in the Vatican.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a Krispy Kreme right next to where the Swiss Army hangs out. That's why they're so ineffective. They sit around eating crullers all day. They get fat.
It's at that halfway point when you're climbing up to the top of the cupola.
Yes.
Where they have all those...
Get a Krispy Kreme.
Micro nuns that are selling all the tchotchkes. It's really weird. It's the most bizarre thing.
You mean tiny people?
They're little tiny nuns. I don't know where they get them from. But when I've the couple times I've been to that shop, which is if you go to the Vatican and you go up to the top of the cupola in St. Peter's Basilica, you can go up and inside, and you're walking around on the inside way up at the top. It's really fucking cool.
What do you get from being in the top? You see God?
No, you get to look down at all the ants. Below you, all the people below you. But after you take like an elevator and a stairway and an elevator,
yeah,
then you're let out on like the halfway point before you get to the part where you got to climb like 200 stairs. This ain't for the faint of heart.
Fuck that.
And it's really funny to watch like some of the larger.
Oh, yeah.
Older Americans.
We're going to do it.
Gasping for breath, you know, getting ready. Yeah. It's. if you're gonna drop dead of a grabber, you're in the right place. Right?
Oh God, that's horrible, though.
You're closer to God,
you fall all the way down the stairs and take out everybody in front of you. It's fucking horrible.
But there's a gift shop there, and it's all anything you could think of that you could print a couple of Pope's faces on.
Snow globes
is there in the tchotchke shop.
Do they have snow globes?
But it's manned by little hobbit nurses. They're hobbit nuns, I mean. They're
hobbitses.
They're these little, I don't know where they're from, in Asia, Cambodia or whatever. But a lot of them seem to be of the same area
planet. Are hobbits going to hell?
And they're like 4 feet tall.
Yeah. Does Jesus include hobbits? Did he die for the hobbits' sins?
Hobbits
Hobbitses.
Hobbits are equally as there's as much proof of the existence of hobbits,
right?
As there is of the existence of Jesus.
Does Jesus only love white hobbits? Be honest.
Oh, well, yeah,
sure. Oh yeah, of
that's
course.
A given. What's wrong with that? We've got a little bit. It's been a couple of days. We know you miss him.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed. Let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Pat Robertson of the 700 Club.
Let me get my ball gag in.
Every once in a while. You know, it seems like he'll say three or four things that are just batshit crazy and funny and ridiculous. And then he'll whip out something just heinous and hateful and, you know, you should beat your wife or you should kick the homosexual out of the house.
Right.
Or, you know, something horrific like that. This one is just plain ridiculous. Here's Pat Robertson fielding a question from a viewer who's wondering if she should be worried. This is so stupid. Let me see if... This is Terry.
Oh, God.
This is Terry Muse.
I love Terry.
Who will be ushering in this segment of Ask Pat.
Terry's got the best job. It's simple. Say yes. Agree to anything that lunatic says.
Terry puts the ball on the tee and lets the old man swing. Here
flips
we go.
Flips the letters.
Here's Terry reading the latest email from somebody who's desperate for the advice of Pat Robertson.
This is Cynthia, who says, my daughter is pregnant with her first child, my first grandchild, and obviously there's a lot of rejoicing and excitement. Young parents now regularly post fetal ultrasound photos on their Facebook Facebook photo. From a spiritual point of view, is there any harm in doing this? Please give me your thoughts on this.
From a spiritual point of view, is there any harm in pasting your fucking ultrasound of your little crotch spawn?
Who knows?
While it's still in the oven.
Well, I'm going to say there's no harm. There's no spiritual harm at all. But Pat, I imagine, is going to have an answer. Somehow he's going to know, right?
I don't think there's any harm in it, but I tell you, there are demons and there are evil people in the world, and you post a picture like that and some cultist gets hold of it, a covenant, and they begin muttering curses against an unborn child.
Oh, some coven or some people get a hold of your picture and they start muttering curses against your unborn child.
Listen, dude, don't you think there's somebody muttering curses over a picture of Pat Robertson?
We're doing it right now.
No, yeah.
How batshit crazy is this?
I believe in voodoo.
You got to be careful if you post your ultrasound on Facebook. Some witch is going to cast a spell on your cunt.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
I just don't think that this business of, I mean, posting the most intimate parts of your body on Facebook, I just can't see it. It to me is a...
It's an ultrasound, Pat.
Who gives a fuck?
An ultrasound.
It's not.
If you're into that thing growing inside you and you want it to come out alive in 9 months.
It's a baby picture.
If you're thrilled about that, it's an interesting type of dealio.
It is a baby picture.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
It's not like some guy teabagged the Xerox machine and handed out the copies of his taint that he copied to everyone.
It's not like you're passing around pictures of some guy nailed on a cross, bleeding out, half naked.
Exactly.
It's not offensive.
It's abhorrent, but it isn't necessarily unbiblical. It's just abhorrent.
And maybe unwise, as you said. You need to think that through.
You never can tell what somebody's going to do. Yeah. All right.
You never can tell what somebody's going to do. Somebody's going to draw a pair of titties on that baby. Or somebody's going to do something abhorrent.
Wow.
He's worried about people casting a spell over an ultrasound.
That's amazing, man.
You
get out the chicken bones.
I mean,
putting pins in a voodoo doll.
Does he just lay in bed at night thinking, what can I scare people with tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is he so good? He's got to be so good by this point that he just answers anything.
He's the Don Rickles of religion. He can walk up there and do a fucking half hour without blinking his fucking eyes. This shit rolls off his tongue, this bullshit. He's the best bullshitter. Who's a better bullshitter? I mean, there's probably, who's the best religious bullshitter the fucking planet?
I don't know. Osteen.
And we're just thinking Western.
Although Pat has diamond minds.
Western bullshit.
Pat has diamond minds. Osteen seems to be going in for the, I need a million people looking at me. He's like a musical theater major.
Right.
Probably. He's probably a wannabe actor. Who's like,
he's a showman.
Yeah. Whereas Pat seems to be thrilled with amassing a fortune. He'll sit in a studio with like 10 people. He doesn't need the big stadium ministry. You know what I mean?
Are all his diamonds fair trade? Do you think all his diamond mines In fucking Africa, do you think they're all the good conditions at work for his employees? Do you think everyone's taken care of?
Union.
Oh, yeah. Are they union?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
So that's...
What would Jesus do? Open a diamond mine if you got rich. Why not?
That's our Pat Robertson moment.
God. He doesn't. That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I've got...
God.
A story. Did you hear what's going on in Tennessee now? Now Tennessee wants to make the Bible the state book.
Duh.
They're starting to rack them up here. Where
as if.
This is Louisiana. They just did one. Oh no, they pulled their bill.
Louisiana wanted to make the Bible their official state book.
Right, but Louisiana Representative Thomas Carmody pulled his own bill before it could go up for a vote because it became a distraction. Yeah, because people are a little worried that you're declaring Louisiana a Christocracy.
Do you want America to be more like Iran or less like Iran?
Mm.
Let me think. Let me pray. I'm going to pray about it and get back to you.
So now, following Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama.
Yeah.
Listen to that triumvirate right there.
Jesus.
Tennessee Representative Jerry Sexton has filed a bill to make the Holy Bible the official state book.
Yay. Hey, man, if you're playing trivia, say you were the state of New York and you're working with maybe the state of California, you had to pick a new trivia partner, would you pick Tennessee, Georgia, Oklahoma, Alabama, Florida? Would you pick any of those?
What's the trivia?
I don't know. Yeah, is it Jesus? Maybe.
NASCAR? I don't know shit about NASCAR. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Good point. It depends. It's just exhausting. Glenn Beck thinks The Walking Dead is what? It's where we're headed?
Yes.
God.
And that's why we're drawn to the show, because we know that's where we're headed, and we're watching. It's too horrible to watch the reality of ISIS taking over the world.
It's zombies. It's easier to swallow. Zombies.
Right, right. The godless, soulless Muslim perfecto zombies.
Yes.
Speaking of godless and soulless, Gordon Klingenshit?
Oh, God. Do we have clips from this guy?
A little clip about Gordon Klingenshit. He's worked up.
Is he still in the...
Still doing his Pray in Jesus' Name show.
Has he taken his spot in government?
I would think he probably has at this point.
God.
Holy but he hasn't given up his day job trying to ram Christ up to your small intestine.
Oh, thank you.
So now he's talking again about... And in fact, I don't know that we totally got to this story. I've been sitting on this story for just a little bit. This is the... Do you remember the bakery who didn't want to bake a cake for those horrific homosexuals? And... They now, I think it's Oklahoma, and I think the latest ruling on them is that they could be facing fines up to $150,000.
Oh, my God.
Because they really can't prove any reason why they should be able to discriminate against a couple of homosexuals.
Got it. It might have been easier just to bake that cake. I mean, I don't know.
it's Sweet Cakes by Melissa. Oh, it's Oregon. I'm sorry.
Hey,
it's an Oregon bakery that turned away a lesbian couple It was ruled that they violated the anti-discrimination laws. And now the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, who, because they have a federal loan, are the technical owners of the cake, Sweet Cakes by Melissa, they've got to cough up $150,000 in fines.
Who do they pay the fines to?
The lesbians.
Oh my God.
Are going to get it because they were violated. Their rights were violated.
Oh, they got sued. The bakery's getting sued. Oh, I see. Yeah. What a bunch of idiots.
The Oregon law provides an exemption for religious institutions, but it does not allow private businesses to discriminate based on sexual orientation, just as they cannot legally deny service based on race, sex, age, disability, or religion. And he added in his decision, the bakery is not a religious institution under the law.
Oh, that's good.
The Klein's lawyer, the poor Christians say it's wrong and dangerous. Americans should not have to choose between adhering to their faith or closing their business.
They don't get a fucking federal loan, right? Then, okay, if you don't want to adhere to anything, then guess what? The police won't protect you. You can't use sidewalks to get your fucking bakery. No more infrastructure for you, stupid.
Melissa Klein gave an emotional speech at the Value Voters Summit about how they're persecuted. a large fine from the state would definitely bankrupt them and their five children.
Your five stupid fucking children. Hey, fuck off.
They close their doors, but they still take orders online.
Wow.
They said they were just living in accordance with their religious beliefs by rejecting Ooh. Those two beaver bumpers.
Fuck you. Ha ha.
I believe marriage is a religious institution ordained by God. I'd rather have my kids see their dad stand up for what he believes in than see him bow down.
Who cares what you believe? You're fucking wrong. You're breaking the law. You can't discriminate. Suck a dick.
So Gordon Kling shit.
Oh, God.
Heard about that. About these Christian ninny bakers,
right?
That are going to have to maybe pay $150,000.
I wonder what side of this Gordon Klingenschmidt comes on.
Take a guess.
If the Christians can't be re-educated by the government to embrace homosexuality and participate in somebody else's religious ceremony, then they will be shut down.
You're not participating in their religious ceremony. You're making a cake.
Right.
The goal of the government is to find them and to bankrupt the Christians. And, of course,
it's to bankrupt violators of people's civil rights. It has nothing to do with whether they're Christians or not. There's plenty of Christians out there who aren't violating people's civil rights, you asshole.
We're trying to avoid this separate but equal bullshit. That's all.
Of course, he says that's not their goal, but that will be, I predict, what he does when he fines them up to $150,000, they'll never be in the cake baking industry again.
But it's their choice.
Right.
It is absolutely their choice. They could have made a fucking cake out of water, flour, sugar. What else goes into a cake? I have no idea.
Well, if that this place hate.
Yeah. Oh. A little bit of bigotry in the icing.
Here he goes.
The Bible says this in Matthew chapter 5, and I do discern the Spirit of God on Aaron and Melissa Klein, and they are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. The Bible says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I discern the blessing of God upon Aaron and Melissa Klein, who are taking a stand, not just for their own right to opt out, but they're actually being a blessing to the homosexual community. By speaking truth to them and refusing to participate in their acts of sodomy, they are defining right and wrong and saying, we are not going to endorse your sin because it is harmful to you.
We love you.
Harmful to
We're
you.
We're going to discriminate against you and tell you you're going to burn in the fiery pits of hell for all of eternity just because we love you.
I never actually made a cake from scratch, from a box, sure. But could you explain something to me? When you make a cake,
yes.
How are you... participating in sodomy? Is there any way that that could lead to a participation in sodomy? Like this guy's saying. Baking a cake for these gay people would be participating in their sodomy?
Well, I guess that's one way to beat the egg.
You have to sodomize the dough.
Right.
This guy's
banging the shit out of that dough.
God, this guy's a lawmaker, dude.
Oh, I know.
In the homosexual community. And that is the true blessing of truth spoken in love that I discerned this Aaron and Melissa Klein are manifesting. Let's pray about this. Would you pray with me?
Fuck you.
Father in heaven, I ask your blessing on Aaron and Melissa. And Lord, you see how they're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. And they have a right to opt out. In fact, they have a duty to speak the truth to people who would force them.
He's talking to his God. He's doing the same thing that apparently Scott Walker does.
Listen, you got to hand it to this guy. At least he's got the balls to talk to God in front of everybody, right? I mean, you know.
That's true.
It's on record. Scott Walker's like, I'm going to go in the closet and pray about it, okay? I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to show you because it feels weird.
Yeah. Do you believe in evolution? Oh, I'm going to punt on that one. That's not good for them, you know, those guys to get involved in that there.
Yeah, this episode's been a straight-up Faithless Friday. I mean, you know, it's exhausting. What else are you supposed to fucking talk about?
It seems like every fucking issue gets spun back into religion. They spin ISIS and terrorism back to Jesus. They spin being poor.
I mean, it's frustrating.
Back to Jesus.
I mean, at what point are we going to have leaders that aren't like, I'm going to pray about it? Ugh. No. Don't pray about it. Read a book about it.
Yeah, how about you consult some fucking experts about it?
Do some diplomacy, dickhead.
God's the ultimate expert.
Especially if you have your finger on the button.
Finger.
Yeah. I just don't want to hear about you consulting with the Yahweh or something. Makes me nervous.
This is, we got a few minutes left here on the big show. Here, we are here every weekday for you all live, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Listen to us, crabdiving.com/live.
Yeah.
And then, you know, lots of other great entertainment here, 24/7 streaming for you guys.
There's a shitload.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.